Fight Podcast.
Yo, what's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the Boss Fight Podcast.
That was hot, dude. I did a beat to it that time.
That was actually kind of nice.
That was hot.
Yeah. I am that dude. I'm him, Steven Savelli, and I'm joined by my buddy, my guy, my pal, Paul Edwards. Paul, how are you doing today?
Dude, I'm doing so good sipping this motherfucking Ghost. Shout out to our sponsor, Ghost Warheads Sour Watermelon.
Sour Watermelon Ghost Energy Drinks.
Holy.
Yeah, these are
fantastic. Cut me that. Check.
I'm also drinking one, and yeah, they're pleasant. I also feel better because this is our second podcast in less than 5 days that we're actually recording.
We actually stuck to our word.
So we're doing this ahead of time. This is going to come out in like 2 days. So we're preemptively recording.
Yeah, we have time to like really dial it in. And by that, I mean do nothing and then just release it.
Yeah. You came over here, you started telling a story. I was like, stop telling the story. I want to hear it on the podcast.
Yeah.
What happened at Home Depot?
Okay, so what I've got going on at home, we're doing a little bit of a bedroom remodel right now. And so what comes along with that is, you know, multiple Home Depot excursions.
Okay.
Yeah, I love Home Depot.
You prefer Home Depot over like
Home Depot?
What else is there now? Ace is too small. It's also regional.
There's Lowe's. Similar to Home Depot, but I think I just like the orange color palette of Home Depot.
Okay.
Home Depot is a magical place. I don't even know how to use tools. I don't know how to build the shit. But some reason when I go into Home Depot, I love it.
We own a house now.
I own a house and I will pay someone to do everything to the house.
Oh, let me ask you this. Are all Home Depots the same layout?
Yes.
Okay.
At least they sometimes are mirrored, but the layout's always there.
Okay, so it's like a Target.
Yeah, I'll see them mirrored sometimes because they'll have the lumber on one side and they base everything else off where the lumber's at.
Okay.
But Home Depot is a magical place. The problem is though, some of the Home Depots aren't a magical place.
Yeah.
And so, one of those exists in South Everett.
South Everett is like how far from your place? For those that are from
20 minutes, 30
India,
minutes.
That listen to our podcast.
Yeah. 20, 30 minutes from home, right?
Okay.
We have a Home Depot closer to us. That's a fantastic, lovely establishment.
Mm-hmm.
The item I needed wasn't in stock there.
Yeah.
And I had to, unfortunately, take myself to South Everett. Now, I have nothing against the homeless. Okay. I'm not going to sit here and like complain about the homeless. That's a problem we need to solve.
It's a long conversation.
There's a certain type of homeless that hangs out at this Home Depot.
Okay. I'm very interested in where this is going.
It's the type
you told me before I heard this was I got blocked at a bathroom.
Everyone
listening, this is the intro I got to the story. I was like, no. Podcast. We're getting to the point where we're telling each other to say stuff for the podcast, which is kind of an annoying place to get to.
Yeah. You got to like save your content up.
Yeah.
We only have so much content.
So much.
There's a certain type of homeless. Okay. There's the type of homeless that like you look at them, you're like, that person's down on their luck. They need a hand.
Uh huh.
There's some type of homeless that looks like there's like a zombie apocalypse and it's already started.
Yeah.
Like,
I've seen both of these types.
Like, have you ever seen the people that are like doing this one stance where you don't actually know how they're still standing, but like their legs are upright and their entire upper torso is completely lifeless and somehow is like deflated and they look like one of those wacky inflatable arm flailing two men that has no air on?
The ones from like a car dealership?
Yeah,
or a gas,
like
or
those.
Like a car wash, 100% whatever.
Like those, they're doing this move where like their arms are out.
Yeah, I know that.
And I don't understand like physics, geometry, how they're getting upright. But anyways, there's a lot of those around that Home Depot. I go into the Home Depot. Here's the problem.
Okay.
When you're going to somewhere that's like a sketchy place, the one place you don't want to go is the bathroom. Right.
I don't like going to the bathroom in well-established places.
100%.
Even fancy restaurants. People are like, oh, I just went to the bathroom and there's a, I don't know, whatever in the bathroom. Like, I don't care.
Like, free disposable razors in the Hyde-Alau bathroom where we just were.
Yes, Hyde-Alau.
Who's that for?
Who's the, yeah, why do you need a one-time
Who's
use?
Catching a shave between meats?
Yeah, we went to a fancy restaurant. We got to talk about that another time.
Incredible.
But yeah, so I don't even like public restrooms, no, let alone a Home Depot.
They're awful. Awful. And this one is also just the worst place there is. So this bathroom, you already know. But as I'm pulling in the parking lot, I'm having these thoughts like, uh-oh, not only do I have to go to the bathroom, but I got to go to the bathroom. Right?
Yeah.
So I know I'm in trouble. I go into the Home Depot. I navigate my way through many undead walkers on my way in. I get to the restroom. Okay. The state of the bathroom is exactly what you think the state of the bathroom is. Uh-huh. You're like, I would not sit on this.
Yeah, you do like one of those like where you put your feet on the seat and you pee with a squat. People do that, you know.
I'm much too fat and not nimble enough for that. So
that's true. Where would your ass be?
When I need to sit, I'd be upper deck in the toilet. So
That's actually a good move. You could pee in the bowl while you shit in the top.
Next time I go to this Home Depot, I'm fucking hitting them with that. It fit right in. So I'm sitting in there. I'm like,
that's really efficient.
I spent at least 5 minutes cleaning the toilet before using it.
Okay.
And the floor in front of it and all, because my pants are going to get it. It's a whole thing.
You were taking a shit at a Home Depot.
I was. Okay.
Now that's clear.
I'm sitting there.
I would never do that, by the way.
I had no choice.
I am one of those people that I would rather vomit the shit back through my mouth than take a shit in public.
Bro, I was like, I was going to be walking funny, like, if I didn't get it out. Like, I had to do it. I had no choice.
I don't know, man.
I was too far from home to just be like, I'm going to go back home. I was too far.
I approach, like, just shitting in my pants territory over going to the bathroom in public. Anyways, some people really don't care. I do.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I care. I had no choice. I'm telling you, this is a rarity for me. And it was, of course, at the worst bathroom there
Welcome
is.
To our big comeback in podcasting.
Shit stories right off rip.
Where we talk about taking shits.
Look, I'm sitting in this bathroom. There's writing on the wall of, like, one thing said, like, Matt C. sells drugs for the cartel written on the wall.
Okay.
And, like, every gang, it was the scariest bathroom I've ever been in. Guy next to me was having like a loud fight on the phone with a girl, like sounded really bad. It was the whole thing. I was like, I got to get out of here. Okay. So
hold on. Time out.
Yeah.
See, I'm sorry. I got to keep timing this out. This is, it's not a single stall restroom. It's just some
three stalls.
Sorry. Did I miss that? Did you say that?
No, I didn't. Three stalls, two urinals.
See, it's a busy one. I definitely won't use that bathroom. Won't use it.
I went in the handicap only one. I went in the big stall.
Yeah.
Cause who doesn't go in the big stall?
Yeah.
I went in the big stall and it was the best choice of the three, but man, they were fucking bleak. The guy next to me came in after me and sat down immediately. He put no toilet cleaning time in, and there's no shot I would have ever done that. But so I'm sitting. Okay. So I'm like, I got to get the fuck out of here. Like quickly. So I go as quick as I can. I wash my hands. Mm-hmm. I go to exit. I open the door. Okay. Outside the door, there's a narrow hallway. Okay. So there's like the men's restroom, women's restroom, narrow hall. Standing outside of this restroom, there is a man, probably in his 20s. He's facing away from me.
Okay.
He has his arms in the air. like Thriller? Oh, like he's doing like a Thriller move.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Doing some sort of pop locking footwork. Okay. Like he's doing it from like hip down, like his knees are vibing. He's doing like a sea walk kind of thing. With his arms like this, like he's like a puppet on a string.
Right? He's doing this type of move. Paul's doing puppet on a string, arms,
he's
hands.
He's doing this thing. You see, you can picture this, right?
Yeah.
He's standing there doing this. I come out of the bathroom and I immediately see this and I let out like a, because I can't not. Like it was fucking, it shocked me. So I let out like a laugh thing. No reaction to me whatsoever. Okay. I walk up behind him. He hears me. I'm not a quiet guy when I'm moving around. I walk up behind him, still blocking the whole thing, doing this.
It's like a hallway?
A hallway, like maybe this wide, like maybe four or five feet wide. You know, he's blocking the whole thing,
pop locking,
facing away from me. I was like, what the fuck is happening to me?
Jeepers Creepers.
It was horrible. I stood there because I didn't know how to act because I did kind of, he did some side turns and I caught some looks of his face. There was nothing there. There was nothing there behind the eyes. And I stood there for 15, 20 seconds watching these moves. And finally,
so
I'm like,
so Paul's hands are horizontal, his arms are horizontal, his fingers are pointing towards the ground.
Yeah, like I'm on strings.
Like you're on strings.
Like I'm crucified.
And then his legs are going back and forth.
Doing these little, doing the footwork. He's just doing it to him.
Okay.
Okay. After like 15, 20 seconds, I'm like, excuse me. Very nervous. I'm very scared of this man. Like, excuse me. Doesn't look at me. Doesn't say anything. Doesn't acknowledge my presence whatsoever. And just glides off to the side like fucking Chris Brown. And just keeps going. Just off to the side of the hallway. I walked by and I kind of watched him as I went by. And he just went right back to the middle of the hallway and kept dancing.
Wow.
It was like a bridge troll.
When he went to... he had to pay some fee.
Yeah. It was one of the weirdest things that's ever happened to me. I went and grabbed my shit that I had to buy, and I got the fuck out.
When he moved to the side, was he looking at you or looking at the wall?
Just continuing to look straight. Looking straight out at the store. Okay. You see what I'm saying? He's looking away from... There's no one out there. He's by himself.
Yeah.
He just drifts over to the side. Like, does a slick little glide over to the side.
Uh-huh.
I walk by, glide back to the doorway.
Okay.
That's what happened to me at Home Depot.
Today. Just a few hours ago.
It changed me.
It's quite an experience.
Yeah, it was quite an experience.
What kind of clothes was he wearing? I picture like a trench coat.
He was wearing like a South Pole hoodie.
Oh.
Remember that?
I do remember South Pole. Yeah.
He was wearing jean shorts.
Jorts
on deck.
Okay.
And I didn't catch the kicks, but they weren't notable.
Okay.
They weren't memorable.
Nice.
And his moves weren't good. I don't even think he was like really getting it.
You were kind of getting it.
I was getting it. He was kinda, really
kind of nice.
He was out of it.
Sitting down, pop locking.
I was feeling it. He was, his were not so smooth.
Okay.
So that's what happened to me at Home Depot. So I got trapped in the bathroom by a pop locking fentanyl addict.
That's the name of this podcast episode. Mm-hmm. I don't have any ever in my life, like homeless story. I don't have any.
I don't have many either. That's one of the few.
Yeah.
I've never had
like an encounter.
No.
That's an encounter. I don't recommend it. Yeah. It can be stressful. Yeah,
I thought I wasn't going to go home.
What would you have done? What would you have escalated? Would you have tapped him on the shoulder?
I was like thinking I should do like a flying kick. Like I was starting to think about the, like, he's got me cornered. Like maybe this is like, maybe someone's gonna pop out from like the women's restroom behind me.
Where did he come from? Wait, when you went in, he wasn't there?
No, it was like he was waiting for someone to go in so he could trap him and make him watch him dance.
Watch him dance.
Yeah.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah, it was weird, bro.
I kind of feel bad. What if he was doing that to get a tip? It wasn't clear.
No, it was very unclear. He didn't say anything.
Oh, that's pretty good. That's a pretty good story. Oh man, I laughed really hard. Oh my gosh, my eyes were watering when we were talking about the toilet. Oh my god.
Yeah, avoid that, Home Depot.
Wow.
What's new with you?
Jeez. I've just been still unpacking my house. Yep. I mean, we're sitting in the office. It's considerably different than the last time we were in here.
Yep. It's getting there.
This almost could look like a... I can almost make this into like a photo shoot studio with all the different backdrops that are in this room. A
lot of RGB lighting.
Lots of RGB lighting. I'm a big fan of neon RGB lights.
You gotta love it.
Like obsessed to like a unhealthy level.
It's gotta be like a...
Like I wanna build instinct. It like a neon kingdom.
Yeah. Yeah. What is it about it that just is so appealing to us?
Everybody, humans love RGB lights.
Crazy lights. What is it? It's gotta be something in our like our DNA.
Probably because most of lighting is boring.
Maybe.
It's always white or yellow light growing up.
Maybe it's because we, as hunter-gatherers, recognize bright colors as like ripe fruit.
Sure.
Animals, maybe possible predators.
Uh-huh.
So we have some sort of draw to that.
Yeah, that's true.
There
probably
could be something there.
Yeah, probably. So nothing really since, I mean, we're going to talk about what I've been doing, which is like really playing Modern Warfare 2 beta this past weekend.
Uh-huh.
Outside of that, just unpacking. Sure. And then looking at stats from our podcasts. So I always think it's fun to like go and look at who's listening.
Yeah,
so we came back, we're like, are we gonna come back to like, you know, nothing?
Yeah,
but no, we got people listening.
I love it.
We got people from the US, Canada, Australia, Germany, Brazil, UK, Jordan, Czech Republic.
That's lit. How are they finding lit. us, you know what I'm saying? How's Czech Republic finding us?
I don't know
yet.
There's always somebody listening from Sao Paulo. I don't know who they are.
Really?
Whoever you are, please contact me somehow.
You're a real one.
They always listen to every episode. It's one person, one listener. I can see it in the stats. Because we can see stats down to like the individual, not person, but location.
They looked up Paul.
Yeah. Someone in Prague listened to our podcast.
Wow. Incredible.
Lots of Washington from where we're from, of course.
Yes, yes,
yes, yes, yes, yes, yes. We got Connecticut, Michigan, Utah, Georgia, Illinois. I don't know how these people find us. California. Anyway, thank you all for listening. We appreciate you.
Shout out.
We appreciate you. And we got Chicago up in here. Manasa, I see you.
This has reminded me. Uh-huh. I had a conversation with Kyle. You know Kyle.
Yes.
Mutual friend of ours. Sort of friend. Hate him. We were talking about how we never came up with a name for the listeners. We've always called them the listeners.
You were talking about Kyle recently?
Just the other day. Okay. He hit me up with a suggestion.
Oh, because we said it on last podcast.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
So we're the Boss Fight Podcast.
Yeah.
We're the hosts. He's like, so you guys are like player one, player two.
Okay.
So why don't you call the listeners the NPCs?
I kind of like NPCs.
I kind of do too. I told him also it kind of almost sounds like an insult.
Yeah, like noobs.
Yeah, because like when you call a bot, like that, yeah, like that guy's actually an NPC because they're so bad at the game.
Yeah.
So it kind of is a diss.
Kind of
is
a diss.
But it's kind of a vibe.
I like NPCs. NPCs. What's up, NPCs?
It's kind of a vibe.
It's kind of a vibe.
Shout out, Kyle.
Kyle, I'll owe you a number two from McDonald's next time I see you, and it's royalty free from there on out.
Is that a quarter pounder? Yeah, it is.
I actually don't know because I only order chicken nuggets.
It's number nine. Pretty sure. Pretty confident in that.
I don't even say the numbers when I order. Do you?
Yeah, I often
wait, hold
say
on.
The
time out. We have a whole podcast plan, but I'm sure we can just talk about this for 30 minutes.
Yeah.
I don't say numbers when I order.
Oh, I definitely throw the numbers out.
You say like I want a number 12?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't. I say what I want. I say like I want a quarter pounder with cheese meal. Yeah. Like I'll say the words.
Am I
being a jerk for doing that? Probably. I think I am.
I need to see their computer.
That's true. I don't know what their interface looks like.
I don't know what it looks like. Is it picture-based? Is it text-based? Is it number-based? I actually don't know. Mm. I'm going to assume it's number-based. Otherwise, why would you have the numbers? Yeah, they have the sign that says, pay attention. Some of your favorite meal items have changed numbers. Like people just come up and blindly are like, number four. And like they change it and they end up with some weird shit like a fish sandwich.
That's a bad idea to change.
It is a
popular idea. Yeah.
Especially someone like McDonald's. It's like people been eating the same thing since fucking 65.
I think I'm the jerk. I think I'm the asshole. You know the Am I the Asshole subreddit? Mm-hmm. That we used to read off that on this podcast. And now, you know there's podcasts that just do that now?
Incredible.
Like all they do is read those and talk about if the person's an asshole or not.
Reaction content.
We did that like years ago.
Yeah, we did.
As just a segment. And now it's like full famous multi-listener podcasts.
And I think you might be the asshole because I think you're making them discern.
I think I am.
You're giving them more information than they probably need.
I'm certainly the asshole. Yeah, I just crossed the threshold of self-realization on this.
Yeah, you need to add numbers to your food.
It's really annoying.
Yeah.
Because I remember I have this really vivid memory of saying a number one time. And someone reading back to me, do you want a, and I'll just fill in the blank, do you want a quarter pounder or a cheese meal? I was like,
the
number.
Yeah.
And then after that moment, I feel like I never did it again.
Yeah, I could see how that would steer your path for sure.
I think it was just a one-time event. I just changed and never thought about it since.
But now in the era of the TV screen in the drive-thru, which remember that didn't used to be a thing. Now they all have the screen. Now in the era of the screen, they don't have to say anything back to you until the very end. Does it look correct on the screen? So now with you go with the number, you can look yourself and make sure that they nailed it. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Maybe that's the key.
Maybe that's the key. Do you have any rapid fire questions for today?
I do.
All right. We're going to go into our rapid fire questions.
Yeah. You know what it's time for. Woo. It's that
rapid fire. Yahoo. Rapid fire.
Whoa. All right, we're back from the dopest drop in podcasting, and we're here for rapid fire questions. We'll start off with Mr. Paul, who is ready with
I got one.
Something flame hot.
I got one. And remember, it's a good one. It's a good one. Okay, I'm just going to get right to it.
All right, I'm ready.
Would you rather be 1 foot tall?
Okay.
Or 20 foot tall?
I would rather be 1 foot tall.
Mm-hmm.
For a plethora of reasons.
Let's hear them.
Most of them being able to go places.
Okay. Like a plane?
A plane, a car, a train, riding a horse.
Clydesdales are pretty big. Okay. Like, you can ride a horse cart. You can ride in a limo. You can fucking take a train.
I can just travel around on a barge everywhere.
Yeah.
Also, like, imagine you can't get a job. What are you gonna?
No.
How much food would you need to eat?
Probably
a lot.
You
would shit really largely.
I'm gonna sit in the stall, dude. You're gonna have to upper deck. You got no choice but to upper deck every Home Depot you go to.
Also, like, your whole life would just be annoying. People wanting to see you, talk to you.
Yeah.
As a 1 foot tall person, you'd be like those like miniature dogs, like a Pomsky.
Yeah.
Everyone's like, oh, that thing's cute, and move on with their lives.
Yeah. And okay, you know what? Here, let me do this.
I could hold a video game controller in my hands.
Let me do this. 1 foot tall or 10 feet tall?
Oh, that's a little different.
I think I might have gone a little hard at the 20, because when he said go places, I realized that's a fucking problem. 20 feet? That's a big problem. Your limo is standard when you're fucking 20 feet tall.
You shouldn't even fit
and
a limo.
You have to lay.
Not only lay, you'd have to have like suicide doors.
Yeah, dude.
You'd have to have really large suicide doors.
Dude, I didn't think this through at all, bro.
How are you getting in and out of anything?
Okay, 10 feet tall. Ten feet.
I think I would.
10 feet's not even that out of the realm of people that tall. Like, there's been like, you know, almost, there's been 8-footers. You know?
Yeah.
I think there was a guy who was like 8'10".
Yep, I think so. I think I would still rather be a foot tall.
For 10 feet tall, you could dominate basketball.
You'd have so many health problems. I would have passed out.
We don't know that. You know, you could be a healthy 10-footer in this scenario. What health problems, dude? Like, fucking... Oh, shit. Oh, fuck.
So many.
Oh, God. Oh, yeah, man. Okay, maybe that's true.
It'd take true. 2 weeks to do a colonoscopy.
Yeah.
So, like, there's this study that came out recently on NBA players over 7'1".
Yeah.
And just how there's only been, like, two... There's only been two that have played for more than 5 years.
Oh, shit.
It's like...
Jack.
Yao Ming. No, not 7'1", 7'3".
Oh, okay, yeah.
It was a chart where there was a tipping point of height.
Like Sean Bradley.
Yeah, we're like...
George Mirachon.
Yeah, there was only like two or three that played for more than like 3 or 5 years or something.
Yeah,
like, and all I had to do was just like their health, their ankles, their knees, their. So now,
it's like you're fucking really putting some strain on them. Those things are traveling a long fucking ways.
Oh man, my stomach hurts. I said that so dryly. I took it so serious. You'd have so many health problems.
You would. So 10 feet. Okay, so 1 foot though. But I mean, the opposite extreme is tough. 1 foot be tough.
No, true.
Everything in life is made for tall folks.
For tall folks, yeah.
You know.
Yeah, you'd probably be a recluse either way, right? I guess.
Yeah.
Like, if I was 1 foot tall, I'd probably never leave my house.
I mean, you couldn't drive. You'd have to have... I mean, they could probably figure out some specialty fucking...
But there's people that are, like, 2-3 feet tall that live up.
Yeah.
That live their lives just fine.
Yeah.
I'd figure it out.
Yeah. Okay, so 1 foot.
God, I'm dying, yeah. All right. I think if I was, like, I would pick being tall if it was, like, 8 foot cap.
8 foot?
Probably less, dude. I'd probably rather be 1 foot than 8 foot.
8 foot? No. No shot. 8 foot all day. Because, dude, You have to get a custom car. It's so true. Tight. They'd be like, look at that guy. You can fucking really play it up to your advantage.
Okay, 8 foot maybe. Make money out of it. Maybe 8 foot. You can make money off of it. Sure.
1 foot, like you probably can't. There's people that are probably close to 1 foot in real life. You know? I think.
1 foot? I don't think so.
What? How tall is that one? You ever seen that one dude, Hezbollah? He's really famous on TikTok. He's like a Russian dude.
Yeah.
He has that disease that makes him look like a baby.
Oh.
But he's like a fully grown man. He's I think he's like a foot and a half tall.
Let's look it up. How do you spell it?
Hezbollah or something. Hasbolla.
Hezbollah. Yeah.
He's a little dude. He drives cars. He's like a fucking psycho, dude. He does drifting. He fucking fights people.
He's 19 and he's 3'1".
He's 3'1"?
That's what I'm saying.
Bro, he looks
1 foot, Paul. That's the size of my shoe.
He looks shit. That small. Yeah, dude. I don't know shit about measurements. This is why I don't know shit about Home Depot. A foot?
Yeah, he's 3'1", which is still really short. Obviously,
he's a short guy.
But he's like as tall as my desk.
He's a psycho, bro.
I know nothing about him. Well, I already have him. He's stuck in my algorithm now.
Now I'm gonna get ads on TikTok because everyone thought it was actually a little kid, and he's like driving cars around doing stupid shit.
Now I'm gonna get ads on Instagram for him.
100%.
Oh, I've seen his face.
Yeah.
Okay.
He met Shaq and shit.
Yeah, I've seen this guy.
Yeah. He met Shaq.
He's 19?
I thought he was like 30.
Yeah, he's pretty young still.
Yeah. I thought he was way older.
Oh, man. We're 30 minutes in.
I think he's like a politician or he's like running for government in his country.
UFC signee Hezbollah accused of ripping off fans during Australia tour. UFC signee?
That's insane. I'm not surprised.
There's no way. I don't believe that. Maybe it's that must be like one of those Onion articles.
Mm-hmm.
Did you say? You didn't say.
What?
10 foot or one?
10. 10.
You'd be 10 over one?
10.
What about 20?
20. No, you've really fucking shown me.
I went through this whole journey of just, it was like a stop motion movie of me visualizing being 20 foot tall.
I mean, I'd be torn my roof.
me laying on a barge, like, it killed me.
I didn't think about the fact, like, my house has 8 foot ceilings, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Even 10 would be rough. You'd be crouching all the time. You always have to be hunched over. Mm-hmm. That'd be hard. But I think...
Health problems,
yeah. I think 10 I could consider.
Okay. Oh, man.
I'd finally be able to dunk. I'd finally know what it's like to put a basketball in a hoop and touch the rim.
There was like 4 years of my life where I could dunk. Wow. Before I. It was pretty cool.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can only dunk one handed though, not two handed.
Yeah. I'll never know. I sometimes think about that in getting older. I'll never dunk.
You won't.
I'm past the age where I could train myself up enough to dunk. My body wouldn't do it.
Well, even when you were like in shape, you can.
Yeah, but like I could have, you could take all sorts of specific trainings to really improve your vert and stuff. Yes, I'm definitely past that now. So even if I grinded my ass off, I'll never dunk.
No, you won't.
That makes me feel old.
Yeah.
Time is fleeting.
Time is. My rapid fire question is not going to elicit this much fun.
Okay, how about this? Tell me your rapid fire question and we'll actually do this one rapid fire style.
Okay. What type of video game do you prefer, basketball or football?
There's no option C of none because I'm fucking dog shit.
No, 2K or Madden?
I'm going to go with 2K.
All right.
And I'm going to go with 2K because I can realize my dream of dunking.
It's pretty funny you talked to you because I looked over my NBA Live 95, which is my favorite game title because it's just so clean. NBA Live 95.
Extremely lit.
Yep. I have a Super Nintendo cartridge right to my right. So it prompted me.
Tape that.
NBA Live 95. Mm. Yeah, it's pretty cool. It's the one where you could be Nate McMillan from the Sonics and shoot 3-pointers from half court.
Love it.
Yeah, I pick Madden. I just have, Madden's better. We'll keep a rapid fire. That's it.
Boom.
Oh my gosh. Before we get to the final boss conversation, because we're already 30 minutes in.
Yeah.
Thoughts on Modern Warfare 2 beta? We played it all weekend.
So I told you before we sat down to do this that I had a couple hot takes today. Here's my hot take. First off, Modern Warfare 2 is great.
It is.
It's great.
Yep.
I think the way it looks, the way it feels, the way it plays, especially the round-based modes, of which we had the most incredible win streak probably in history.
Yeah, we did.
Are fantastic. And I think the game's really at the peak of its genre. For
sure. Yeah, Search and Destroy is fantastic.
I think it's going to be the best COD ever. And I think it's going to be a huge hit. And we're going to be playing it for a long time.
Well, it's you know, they're moving to 2 years
instead of every year. This is a good one for that because it's that good.
Yeah.
The hot take is this. Arena shooters, completely dead genre and should be done away with.
Like done away with forever.
Yep. I don't think that it needs to exist anymore.
Just multiplayer arena shooters.
Arena respawn.
Yeah, respawn
multiplayer. Get as many kills you can and game over.
Team deathmatch is a dying/dead genre. That's a nice hot take.
I think it's dead. I think
they only existed because of the simplicity of programming.
100%. And that's exactly my point, is that it was hot back in, like, you know, the Halo 3 days, COD 4 days, because we didn't know any better.
Yeah.
We knew nothing else. You couldn't design these complex experiences that create these, like, magical, almost narrative moments. Like, when you're playing a BR, every game has a story. If you get one BR win and it's just epic and the shit you go through to get there, it's a story. And it's the most mindless thing in the world.
It's mind numbing.
Shoot a couple people, die.
Like, what are you doing? What's the point?
I think that we only made that genre popular because we didn't have anything better. And I think it's time for that genre to be retired and for companies to stop spending a lot of development time on making it.
Yep.
If I was a programmer or a developer or whatever coming up right now, zero fucking shot in the world that I would pick that as my genre. If I was going to make a shooter, that shit better have some lasting game modes, like Tarkov, for example. That's another option. Something where every game feels like it has some sort of significance apart from just grinding XP and trying to make a couple of highlight clips.
Yeah.
And I think that genre is dead. I think until Halo decides to really rebrand and change their ways, I think Halo franchise is dead.
Mm-hmm.
I think COD, Search and Destroy will live on. The multiplayer is going to live on in COD because people want to level guns for warfare.
People
want to
level guns.
And DMZ and whatever. It's going to live on for almost only that reason. The population of people that want to just play arena shooter has got to be shrinking, and it's got to be not really probably even the fan base that they should be catering their development to. They're probably not the ones they want to cater to.
I don't know why this example popped in my head, but Destiny, they secondarily made a team deathmatch just to appease the small people that wanted to. It ended up becoming popular. But I remember they Destiny was a whole entire game, and they're like, last minute, like, let's add 4v4 matchmaking.
And you know what's cool about Destiny? You're able to take in all this loot that you grinded from the other experiences and all these appearances and stuff. So you can take that stuff in with you. And I think it gives players a little more, like, I want to show off this gun that I grinded for and stuff like that. So it's almost more of like a showcase.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Instead of the other way around, where that's the core and you're doing this for other things, which is what COD's been with Warzone. I just think that genre's dead. I think it's time to hang it up.
Yeah, you really realize that we were playing the beta and we were probably literally 20 to 25 minutes in, and we all said, there were six of us playing. We're all just like, this is so boring.
So boring.
So boring. There's one game where we had between us 120 kills. Yeah. The other team had, what, 30 or 40?
Yeah, it was
like
disgusting.
We destroyed them, and we were all like, that wasn't even fun.
No. It's just so mind-numbing. You don't even have to have the sound on. Have to pay attention.
You don't. Yeah, you can literally take your headphones off.
It's there, I guess, if you want to play. And if you really are someone who wants to, like, grind camos and grind guns and stuff, I just wish they'd find a new way to do that. Like, going forward in COD, like, I like that there's a progression system and guns and all that stuff. Let me grind it doing something fun.
Like DMZ or something?
Yeah. So DMZ would be a great place to implement something like that. And you could do it in the Battle Royale. It just might be a slow grind because every Battle Royale game, you might only get a couple kills, whatever. But I just think that genre's got to go. I think Halo's going to stay a dead franchise until they
do something that different.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be BR, just something different.
I think Battlefield's going to stay a dead franchise until they write that shit.
I mean, there's a lot of good examples from recently of it. Battlefield is one, Halo is another, of where they are dead.
Any of these games come up like Splitgate? You know, Splitgate's like basically a Halo clone with some other mechanics.
With Portal.
Like, That has no lasting power. No one's talking about Splitgate anymore.
No, it's they paid streamers for 2 weeks to play it.
100%.
And once they stopped having ads
yep.
for streamers, then no one talks about it.
Dead genre. And I know there's a lot of Super purists people, out there.
Same thing.
A lot of purists won't like that take. You know, there's a lot of people that are still,
that's a BR.
Still think about the you know, the old days of like Unreal Tournament and stuff. Like people going back to that. Like we've had arena shooters forever. I just think as a
there's always a niche genre. There's people that still play Counter-Strike.
100%. 100%. But Counter-Strike, most popular mode, round-based, single death.
Yeah, single death. You know? Search and destroy style.
Yeah. I think it's time we hang it up. I hope that, like, developers stop wasting the development time on it.
Yep. Yeah, man, I guess it's the same thing as Valorant, right? It's one life.
Yep.
If Valorant wasn't, it'd be boring. Or you have something like Overwatch, which is, there's some TDM, but there's objectives. That's Overwatch like a good is a blend. Good
example, actually,
that's a good blend.
Up.
Yeah.
It is a good blend. But personally, I find Overwatch to be really like boring.
Because of the respawn?
Because the respawn, and because I just feel like I go in and there's a bunch of fucking VFX and shit blows up and I die and I come back and I do it again.
Yeah.
It feels just, it's like that manic loop that you're just on in Overwatch. Overwatch, I think, works because of its graphic style, and I think because all the characters have these unique abilities. That adds a lot to it. But when it's just especially military shooter guns, that's just as boring as possible.
Well,
Overwatch, I could see it. I hate it personally, but I could see why that would have a little more appeal.
Yeah, and the abilities. And what makes that game good is what makes Apex so popular. There's legends. They all have different abilities. You can create yep. a different team that has a different dynamic, totally different play style based on your teammates. And that's
there's some meta.
That's why that lasting power of Apex is, I can't believe that game is still so popular. It's been out for so long.
Good game.
It's been on for what, almost 4 years? It's wild. Crazy.
Yeah. So that's what I think. But with that said, yeah, Modern Warfare 2 beta, especially S&D and stuff, I mean, incredible. I think it's the pinnacle of the genre. I think COD, it really does nail it. I just think the genre itself is time to hang it up.
Yeah, the team deathmatch. Yeah. It was really fun. It looks really good. It plays really smooth.
Yep.
We did have really fun, a lot of fun Search and Destroy. We probably won 19 games in a row or something that like that.
We were steamrolling people.
Steamrolling.
That was some of the most fun I've had gaming in a while, to be honest. And again, it's because it felt high stakes.
Yeah, but playing the beta all together, like when it just came out, six of us in a party, playing Search and Destroy like a real game mode, making it feel like those times where you went and stood in line and got a new game and went home and everyone played it together.
Yep.
Because we were all playing it for the first time together.
100%. Yep.
So it's kind of fun.
It was a good experience. I'm excited about that beta. I'm excited about the game itself. They better fix all that Warzone 2
Warzone
shit
2 still looks like trash.
It looks like trash. Yeah. They better fucking write that. They better write those wrong. So let me tell you what.
All right. Well, that's it for our rapid fire questions.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I'm tired from laughing. And now, NPCs, it's time for your final boss.
Oh, yeah.
About that drop? The one for the final boss segment? We didn't make one in time. But here is the segment. F***ing deal with it.
All right, we're back. I don't know at this current moment if we have a new final boss drop or not, but we're just going to assume that we did. I hope everyone liked the new final boss drop.
Yeah, it's that drop was really good.
Really good.
Really good drop.
We have a different topic than normal today. This is not gaming or nerd or anything really related. This is more just a philosophical conversation. We were driving together. Was that yesterday?
That was yesterday.
Oh,
my
gosh.
We were on our way to get some meats.
We were on our way to get Korean barbecue. Mm-hmm. And we were just talking about a lot of different weird things. But then I spoke up and discussed my son, Link. Mm-hmm. And I've been thinking lately at a real detailed level about, like, there's so much media and, like, there's so many choices to be had in the world. Is he going to have the same experience that we had where when you're 20, 30, 40 years old, you could talk to anyone that's that age and they can know what you're talking about when you were a kid, whether it was watching a cartoon mm-hmm. or a movie or even a video game.
Yep.
Right now, you can go on Steam and download 20,000 different games. Mm-hmm. When we were kids, everyone played the same Super Mario 3.
Yep.
Everybody had to because there's only so many games you can get.
Yep.
There's only so many shows you can watch on Saturday morning. You couldn't go on the internet and watch whatever you want. You couldn't find your favorite YouTuber and watch Minecraft for 20 hours. It's like, mm-hmm. no, we all had the same content.
Yep.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing? And we discuss he probably will because he's going to be in school and they're going to talk about what they love.
Sure.
But then it's still regional. It's still
yeah.
maybe just here in Washington, kids like watching Minecraft. But in Texas, they don't.
Yeah.
Or it's still going to be super regional. It's not going to be like everyone's forced the same content. Is that good or is that bad? That's the topic.
Yeah. And the is it good or is it bad is an interesting question because I think, yeah, there's a lot of ways you can look at it. I think it's good for building relationships that we had all these shared experiences because these things really do define us as people and help us pick people based on having those common interests.
Yeah.
But I think also some of that content could have not been the best influence.
Mm-hmm.
Like not necessarily that it was bad content or like inappropriate content, but you are putting a lot of power in the hands of like those Nickelodeon execs who decided this programming. Yeah. That programming could have like skewed a lot of kids because we were all watching it. You know, we were all watching those Cartoon Network shows. And so there's a trade-off with that where now kids are getting this much more diverse content, which one of the scary things about that for me is that content is in no way vetted, especially the YouTube-based content, right? The FCC, you know, they had all these rules on what sort of things could be shown to kids, how kids could be advertised to, how you can present information to children. We're in this like Wild West right now where there's none of that. And so people can be tailoring content to kids that's really not good for kids' development and really teaching them bad habits and lessons. And so there's that aspect to it as well. It's like kids are watching all this varied content and we don't know where it's coming from.
Yeah, and there's still the responsibility of the adults and parents to know what they're like. I know my son watches Minecraft content.
Mm-hmm.
He actually wants me to watch it with him. So very often I do. But yeah, there's a responsibility of the parent of like actually knowing what your kids are watching.
Right.
But that's still a lot of responsibility because there's a lot of time they're doing that without you.
Yeah, it could take a half hour and all of a sudden the YouTube algorithm sends them on some crazy path. I mean, that sort of stuff happens. And we're talking about that as well as, you know, we all watched, you know, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles when we were kids, right? And it's possible now with how advanced these algorithms are that more than we think kids are watching the same thing.
Because you might start in different places, but it all funnels to the same end result.
You end up in the 5-year-old's whatever Ryan's algorithm. Yes.
Whatever that kid's name is, Ryan.
Yeah, the toy kid.
Yeah.
That crazy content. But it's like, so kids probably end up in a similar place. But it is interesting. Like, for example, Chris, listener of the podcast, he'll hear this for sure. We were talking recently because we hung out with Chris for the first time. We've known him for a while. We do music with him.
Yeah.
You know, play games with him. And I remember you were still in Canada and I hung out with him. And we were talking, and you were like, oh, how was it having Chris over? Like, what was Chris vibe like or whatever? And I said to you, I was like, if we grew up around Chris, because we didn't know him when we were kids, he would have been our best friend. Because he's into the exact same stuff as us.
Exact same. Everything.
He loves the exact same shows, exact same movies, exact same games, played with the same toys. He had the same exact childhood we did.
Yep.
And that really does help.
That speaks to what we're talking about.
It forms that conversation starter,
yeah.
of that relationship.
Yep.
Because
now that you share that with Chris, you want to have him around more often.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Because you're like, I could talk nostalgia with him. I can like reminisce on the same things, and I know you kind of know like the cut of his jib, as Chris would say. You know the cut of his jib because you know he was shaped the same way you were.
Yeah.
At least in those aspects. That led me to think as well as. How much of my identity is simply the things I like? And I think it's a lot. Like a lot.
Yeah.
Like how much of
it's most of your identity.
I think it's most of it.
Sure.
Like character, like to the core, like so much of my core character is like, I grew up watching these cartoons. I grew up playing N64. Like those things define almost everything about my personality.
Mm-hmm.
The way I speak, my mannerisms, my choice of jokes comes from shows and stuff that I watch and still watch. We still are getting adjusted all the time. I notice sometimes I'll watch like a new show and I'll realize I'm like code switching and speaking like how the characters from that show do. Like I was watching Trailer Park Boys, which is a Canadian comedy. Yeah. And I found myself saying like some Canadian slang for a while without thinking about it. But so those things were really molding me. And so. Yeah, I just think it's interesting, and it's going to be interesting to see how kids grow up with all of this choice and all of this just diverse background information they're getting yeah. now.
It depends on how we break down identity. Are we talking personality, behaviors, thought patterns? It's certainly personality.
Mm-hmm.
Behaviors, maybe. Thought patterns, not sure.
Yeah.
But definitely personality.
For sure.
Yeah, it's interesting. But it's got to be a lot. A lot of what you've consumed. Yeah, I mean, that's all the information you're getting. If you were raised on an island with no technology, you'd be a different person.
Completely.
You might have the same inherent decision making.
You may.
You may.
Because a lot of that comes simply from our brain chemistry.
Yes.
Some people have more active different parts of the brain exactly. that define how they act. Yeah. And so that's certainly like core and underneath everything else. But like.
But also growing up, like if there's something you did like to do, but you failed at it or got made fun of, your response to that in the future is different. Maybe mm-hmm. you would be good at something you're actually bad at now
yeah.
if you had no influence otherwise.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's interesting.
So I think, when I was thinking about it, because I thought about the conversation after we had it, because we didn't really like come to like a conclusion, still can't, obviously, because
it's no a very interesting thing to think about, though.
I think it's bad.
What's bad?
My conclusion of
us all growing up the same?
Of us growing up, I think of us growing up the same, I think for interpersonal relationships, I think that was a beneficial thing.
For interpersonal relationships? Sure.
I think that made us better socially.
Yeah.
Than we would have been otherwise. And I think that kids may struggle a bit with that in the future, with how technical, with the way we've leaned into technology uh-huh. so much. I think we have maybe divided. We might see more division.
Yes, possibly. But the diversity of content that kids have now is a benefit for a lot of reasons.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just think about like, what were the content we got as kids were just all the same things.
It was. I mean, every single character in every show was like a white male.
That's exactly what I was saying. That's what yeah. I was trying to get to with all the yeah. same things.
Yeah.
Like I think Lincoln at 6 knows more about different cultures and religions than I knew at 18.
That's a great point.
Because for one, the types of things he watches, types of kids he watches, all different ethnicities, different parts mm-hmm. of the world. He hears different people's
accent. That's dialects. What I was gonna say. Yeah,
he hears people different accents. Like it's not weird to him to hear different right. accents, see different people. And we didn't grow up like that.
No.
And like I said, like even just in school teachings, they're teaching things that just are awesome and great. But like we were super restricted.
Yeah.
On that I think there's a lot of good things that come from that diversity of content as well. Like True. He's not gonna grow up thinking an accent's weird.
True.
Because of what he sees. But you didn't hear those accents when we were kids watching Disney.
That's a good point. I think that is actually a really good.
And that's just one little slice of the pie. We could probably talk about this for a while.
That is a big one. That's an important slice.
It is a huge slice.
I think just in general, like we've also talked about this too, how like shows have stopped being like weekly, right? And yeah. shows are all streamed all at once. When we almost came to this same conclusion then of like, how we all had this shared experience of waiting until Friday night and watching yeah. the new episode. And then we all got to talk about it on Monday at work. You know yeah. what I mean? I think just in general, like that is for us as people who must be in a functioning society to function. I think that is good for us to have those shared experiences. And I wonder if those actually are going to be less, if there's going to be less of that. Is every kid?
I mean, there's already less for me as an adult.
Yeah.
If I watch any show right now and I go to work, there's like one other person that watches that show.
Right.
Like one.
Yeah.
I'm not joking.
Yeah.
Even the most popular show. I go to work, I'm like, hey, has anyone watch She-Hulk? And, you know, maybe one person will say yes.
Right.
Like.
We have too much choice.
There's too much choice.
Can that be a bad thing? It can be, I think.
It could be.
I think it creates
but like I'm
clicks,
just,
click mentality.
Yeah. I'm just saying, like, I already experienced this as an adult of yeah. not being able to share things with people now.
So imagine developing your relationship skills in that climate. You know what I'm saying?
You'd have to be better at it.
You'd have to be better. You'd have to find better ways.
You'd have to learn to ask better questions. You'd have to learn to actually get to know people. All right. It's a good thing.
I think so, too. Yeah. I think so, too. That might have summed it up. Because you have to now
listen,
ask them and listen actually to what they like and are into.
Yes.
And they have to educate you about it.
You have to actually get to know other people.
Pretty good.
And pretty you good. Have to get good at explaining yourself as well. Articulating things that you like.
Okay. I'm feeling a little more optimistic. That's a good point.
Anything else on the topic? I think we did it pretty good.
I think there's...
I mean, after we're done with this, I'm going to have like 50 more things I want to say, but sure. I think that's a good introduction. We could always come back to this if people are responding to this and they want us to talk about it more. But
I think I'm going to look for data on this as well.
I didn't even take notes. Like, we literally just... We're freestyling this conversation.
Yeah.
I don't have bullet points. I don't have notes. We're just kind of talking.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Good chat.
Well, that's it for this episode. We are going to try to do a second episode this week, and our plan is to hopefully do uploads on Tuesdays and Fridays, just so you all know.
That is the goal.
Sunday when we're recording this. We're going to upload this Tuesday morning.
Yeah.
And the goal will be Tuesday and Friday at a minimum. It'll be every Tuesday. Tuesday will be our news and topical show, which we talk about like video game, movies, entertainment, news, that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. And we're going to try a new style and new format on our Friday shows, which is a little more kind of what we just did, which is we're just going to talk about stuff.
Yeah. Talk about stuff and maybe play some games.
Maybe play some games.
Do just more chill vibes.
Games as in like trivia, super fight.
Yeah.
Those sort of things that make people laugh. Yeah. More chill vibes. And maybe that's the type of show that where we get our guests, and news shows are just Paul and I. We'll figure it out over time.
I like that idea.
Yeah. Anyways, thanks for listening. Just under an hour. We appreciate y'all. And until next time, peace.
Goodbye.